Once again, Bad Radio presents Why Today Doesn't Suck.
Our defense right now absolutely sucks. Rebounding sucks.
That doesn't suck.
That really sucks.
This sucks.
Oh my God, that sucks.
Here are your Bad Radio hosts, Bob Sturm and Dan McDowell.
All right, Booth Eye Care and Laser Center, North Texas Nissan, and your mom. We'd like to bring you Why Today Doesn't Suck.
Your mom.
Here's Dan.
Let's welcome the hardline in from Plano, Texas.
Hello. Greetings. Now, let's welcome you guys back from a travel day.
Hey, guys.
And let's thank the hardline for the invention of said travel day.
Yeah, they go to great lengths to invent things, but...
We go to great lengths to steal them.
They hit on...
Boy, did you ever.
They hit on something real wonderful with the travel day. It's good thinking, boys.
I mean, you need it. You gotta get your head back.
Well, we actually thought it for us, but I guess you guys just kind of...
Trailblazers. You're trailblazers.
Yeah. You're like Rosa Parks.
I don't know about that.
What do you got there, Grego? You eating something?
Am I?
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
No.
So you guys going to Ticket Stack?
We're already here.
No. I'm not.
Do we got a basket this year, Ryan?
Yeah, but we don't have a lot of room. It doesn't look like we have a very playable situation over there, but there is a basket.
All right.
Maybe, however.
Maybe get a little shirts and skins going.
Sure.
Then what do
Dave,
you eat?
Give me the skins.
What do you got, a little ice cream?
Me? Wish we had some. We need some.
Ryan's clearly eating something.
Yeah, I am.
Does the technology even exist for something like that?
I don't think there's a way that you could get blizzards out there, though. That's just me.
Well,
what do you got,
if
Ryan?
Anyone would like to attempt it, mindful, of course, of the fact that...
Trailblazer, you know?
That if they achieve it, they would be achieving a first in this world.
Exactly. We have never been brought blizzards early at Ticket Stock. It's never happened.
Can't be done.
A ticket first.
Oh, Strawberry, Dan, such a naysayer.
Strawberry and Butterfinger, if you're going to attempt that.
That's an odd combo. Do they make that?
Well, once the strawberries for Reiner,
oh.
The Butterfingers.
Actually,
me.
I'm a strawberry banana guy, but that's cool. We'll take whatever.
Well, today is February.
Grego's a Butterfinger guy.
Okay. Bring Grego a strawberry Butterfinger.
Hey, got a strawberry Butterfinger?
Huh? Today is February 20th. And we all remember on this day in 1980 when the United States said it would boycott the Summer Olympics in Moscow to protest the presence in Afghanistan of Soviet troops. Which almost ruined our bit for the hockey, right? Because didn't they almost counterpunch that with a process of their own?
Yeah.
Process.
And they released Nelson Mandela.
By the way,
no, they'd already played the Winter Olympics in 80.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
They weren't staggered back then. Like they are now.
Because in that documentary, they said that was a possibility. Maybe then it wasn't in response to our protest. Then.
No, there was a possibility we were going to boycott the 80 Winter Olympics. You're right.
Since we were hosting...
They were going to boycott.
No. I got mixed up on that.
Well, that'd throw them for a loop if we boycotted our own Olympics.
Yeah, we're going to boycott our own. That would have been fun.
What a message
we mean
send
business.
The people.
No, that was... since we had those first, then they weren't going to do that.
Anyway. Anywho.
All right. Today's birthdays, we have a P1. Matt in Louisville is 24. So, really...
Is that Matt the P1 Sturgeon?
I don't know. How many Matt the P1s are there?
I don't know. Probably tons.
He's got a weight bench he's selling, too, though.
Well, this dude is 24, so kind of insignificant, because what good is he does?
Hey, plant a seed, man.
Yeah.
Seed.
He'll be insignificant for at least another year.
Right. So call us when you're this many. Elsewhere, Charles Barkley is 41.
He had some HSOs about Kobe.
He'd probably have an HSO or two about Bob Knight, wouldn't he?
Or Corby.
Corby?
And would Bob Knight... Didn't Bob Knight cut him off the 84 team?
Did he?
Yeah.
I think he did.
Mm-hmm. You were right, Bob.
Yeah, we'll get into that next week. By the way, did you like...
Ticket.
Did you like him referencing the F and Grave there, Dan?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but he got the wrong game.
I know. He's not a hockey fan.
Phil Esposito is 62.
Is he all there?
Bob Knight or Phil Esposito?
Is he all there?
Most days.
Yeah, you know, I think he only partially listens to us from time to time, and, you know.
He's got a good bit going.
He's got a pretty good bit going.
Bill Gullickson is 45. Stefan Marbury is 27.
Expos, Tigers, Yankees, Reds.
Expos.
Are we missing anybody here?
How is he not a Ranger? did I get this?
I can't imagine how he was not a Ranger.
Hello?
I mean, he was truly a Ranger in waiting. All those
people
years.
That have listened to us.
And he could have been traded for at any time.
Stefan Marbury is 27.
How is he not a Ranger?
That's Donnie Marbury's little brother.
Nate Newton is 43.
Oh, where's he today? Seagoville?
Yeah, he still is in Seagoville, isn't he?
Is he?
I think so.
Is he in Seagoville?
I believe so.
Oh. All that, and he gets put in Seagoville?
That's minimum.
Yeah, I know.
Well,
I mean,
what he did wasn't that really that bad.
He only had about 6 tons of it, didn't he?
Yeah, what's bad, Grego?
Carrying pot around is not maximum security.
He couldn't even close the back of the van. There was so much pot.
It was only like 230 pounds. It wasn't like it was a lot.
That's just personal consumption. Obviously not trying to distribute.
Oh, yeah.
He was probably going to turn it into the local nearest police station.
Yeah, he might have.
That's just
he was going to. There's no question he was going to sell it, but, I mean, to me, that's...
That ain't that bad. I'm with you.
No reason to...
So he gets a free pass on that,
He didn't get a free pass. He's in jail.
Now, where's the line, Greg?
He's in jail, but, you know, I don't think he needs to be in Huntsville. I don't think he needs to be in a maximum federal penitentiary. I mean, he just needs to be there and locked up for a while and his freedom taken away for a few years. Maybe he won't do it again.
So you think Seagoville's a good place for him, huh?
Yeah. I don't think he's bad.
Uh-huh.
I wouldn't want to go there.
You don't think the Cofield unit might be a little bit better?
No, not at all. You know, when you start killing people and raping people and molesting kids, that's when you need to go down there to that unit.
All right.
But a little bit of weed, oh, good gosh.
A little bit?
Well, maybe a lot of a little bit.
Yeah, 4 tons of it. It wasn't 4 tons. It was only 200 pounds.
That's a ton.
That's too much for one man to smoke.
Is it?
Roger Penske is 67.
Racing.
Broderick Thomas is
motor oil.
Tommy Vardell is 35.
Touchdown, Tommy, and he
Robert
never scored.
So
Cindy Crawford is 38.
Let's back up here a tad. We are moving a little quickly through this.
How about this on Ticket Stock Day? We just move on to new bits. New bit.
How about we delineate just how we plan to commemorate the birthday of Tommy Vardell?
Got your dog bowl nice and shiny?
I was wondering why you were wearing a cup earlier.
Got the orange shirt, the brown pants all ready to go, or are you going to get the outfit out with the tights and the brown tights and the orange onesie?
Love the addition.
The little orange, curly, pointed toe shoes and the little antlers. You going to go with that tonight?
Well, with the little bell on the end of the antlers?
Right.
That'd be huge, dude.
I think I'm going uniform.
The little fake pointy ears. You're going to go with that, huh?
We're going with the throwback orange.
Vardell, 44?
Yeah.
Nice.
And I'm going to commemorate it by not scoring a touchdown. That was the irony of Touchdown Tommy's name.
Let's see.
He blew. He was like the ninth pick in the draft, and they picked a fullback.
Did the people of Zanesville know your draft?
Hey, here's a good Browns pick. Let's get a white running back with the number 9 pick in the draft. We're going to trick everyone. That's how we'll fool the rest of the NFL. No one would think of this.
Maybe you wiped away a tear as they made that pick. Just like the Indian one.
Yeah, I know. I wiped a tear away.
Did you kind of get the feeling that it might be all over at that point?
A nod on a rawhide until it was all gooey and stuff and stuck in the carpet. And if you have a dog, then you've experienced that.
Oh, you're talking about dog, okay.
Robert Altman is 79.
The player.
Well, we're really echoing out there.
Hey, down.
I believe he did math.
Hey,
too.
Got an echo.
Did.
God almighty, he's
Jason,
loud.
Jeez. Very loud in the headset.
Jeez.
Do something here for us, dude.
Yeah, come on, dude.
Give us a little something here. Give us a little love.
Come on,
okay, that's better. That's better.
Who's out there? Jason?
Yeah, the normally reliable Jason.
We are in
However, he
tonight.
Was distracted by John and George.
Well, they're hot.
We're having an engineering jerk-off session out here.
Wow.
Let's try to be a little more creative with how we say that.
What?
Can't say that anymore.
Says who?
Good point.
I don't even know what he means by that.
Walter Becker is 54.
Well. All right, come on.
Well. The Steely Dan greats. Now, what on this February 20th might we do to commemorate that?
Maybe pull out your vibrator.
We definitely need to spin some tunes to that. I bet we don't have any up there, do we?
I bet we don't.
Perhaps,
You don't think the phone plays Ricky Don't Lose That Number?
Maybe you'll pull out your gold teeth.
Maybe today we will.
No, I doubt
be reeling in the ears.
That they have any up there in their catalog, in their 500 song catalog.
This morning.
So we will have to throw out our gold teeth and see how they roll, maybe, won't we, line four guy?
Maybe Cactus. Maybe Cactus can find us some.
Maybe,
Ah, yes.
Maybe this morning you
say a little prayer to Bodhisattva.
Mm-hmm.
You pulled out the CD collection this morning and
you sang this song one time at Ticket Stop.
Fired one into fired one into each of your CD holders in your car.
Yep.
So all six would be different Steely Dan CD.
Hey, that has happened many, many, many times before.
Maybe you just kind of pass the station on the way to work because you forget that you're even driving.
That has happened many, many, many times before, too.
But this time it's because of Steely Dan rolling.
Right.
What's a terrific song. Yes, I'm gonna
be a star. This isn't any days for you, is it, Ron?
Oh, no.
Because sometimes your favorite people, you'll give days for some of your favorite people.
I mean, yeah,
will you give days for Ricky Don't Lose That Number?
No, I won't give days
Reeling
for that.
In the ears?
No, I might give a day for that. I might give a day for that and do it again, but not this.
I get all fired up every time I hear this. You like this, Bob? Does it do anything for you?
I kind of feel like the Stars must have just won a game, and the team bus is firing up a little classic rock.
Is this a new one?
What did he say?
You'd
have had to have heard his bit earlier today. He says every time the Stars win, when they get on the bus, they've got classic rock cranked up.
Ah,
that's a celebratory mood.
Slow Ride.
What's wrong with that?
Standards.
Everybody's most pleased with the way the Stars play tonight, obviously.
But what happens when they lose?
Here, now, hold on.
Darkness music.
No, I can. Perfect. That's perfect, Dave.
This?
Yeah.
This is what happens when they lose?
You got to act all sad.
So they want it quiet. They want it quiet so everybody can think about what just happened.
You hear the crickets.
And you know what happens? We're all trying to call each other's phones to make them ring. So quiet. Darn it, Grimble remembers.
Well, that's what happened when the Sidekicks would lose on the road, too.
Silence?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So when you see Reiner tonight, ask him about Walter Becker and what he thinks of him being 54.
Ask me.
John Brandt is 50. You know who that is?
John Brandt?
Uh-uh. Invented the Q-tip, I believe.
He's listed as bassist of Cheap Trick.
Man, you were close, Griggo.
Cindy Crawford is 38.
Tom Peterson was the bassist of Cheap Trick.
Who knows? Might be a new...
He's a
man. The one I know is Robin Zand... Was it Robin Zander?
Yeah, Robin Zander, Rick Nielsen, Bunny Carlos.
Oh, no, Robin Zander was the master of the pan flute.
That's Sam Fear.
Oh.
Sandy Duncan is 58.
One eye. From Longview, Texas.
I wonder if Zamfir would pick games.
Was it Brown?
Jay Giles is 58.
I thought Zamfir's was a jeweler's, where Emmett Smith's diamond and poo-poo collection was available.
See a nice tiara in diamond and poo-poo.
Sidney Poitier. How do I say that?
Poitier.
Well, you know who I meant. He's 77.
He'll come to dinner on you.
Andrew Shue is 37.
That's Elizabeth's brother.
Was he on your show, Dan?
No, I never had him on.
Says I love you like diamonds. Whether it's a diamond pendant, necklace, or diamond ring, you're sure to impress your loved one on this most special day of giving. Imagine the look on her face when she opens the greatest gift she'll ever receive. Diamonds. But what if diamonds aren't enough? Well, here at Zampier Fine Jewelry, we have a special offer, but for a very limited time. For you, the selective diamond shopper, we present the Emmett Smith Collection. On display now, combining the finest, perfectly cut diamonds and grade A Black Angus feces. Here's former Cowboy running back Eric Smith.
He has some diamonds, but we had a lot of cow poo-poo around it. And the diamonds was mixed in with the poo-poo. It just all looked like poo-poo.
It's the Emmett Smith Collection, only at Sam Hughes. Combining diamonds and farm fresh manure.
Wow, why'd you guys do that?
Well, sometime back down the road.
On a slow sports day, Bob.
Ivana Trump is 55.
Great skier.
Would you?
Great skier.
Gotta go. On a hump.
Gloria Vanderbilt is 80.
Would you?
Corby could.
You know who her son is, don't you?
That
you ever watch CNN?
Tucker Fredrickson?
No. Close.
No.
That Anderson Cooper.
Damn fear. Oh.
And now here's some spare birthdays.
I'm here now, Dave.
Can't we come up with another bit, Bob?
Yesterday would be too soon. Or something.
Is that a new one?
Brent Gretzky is 32.
Brent Gretzky?
That's about like being Bart Hull, isn't it?
Yeah. Now, what was so great about him?
About Brent Gretzky?
Yeah.
Not a darn thing, obviously. Right?
It's about like being Ozzy Canseco or Bart Hull.
Yeah.
Or Ken Brett.
Right. Although Ken Brett has a lot more
Ken
on his
Brett
wall,
had a little
perhaps.
Bit of a career. Well, his brother's in the Hall of Fame with 3,000 hits.
Bart
Comparatively
Favre.
Speaking.
Bart Favre? Christian Ruttu is 41.
Tongan.
I believe that's what the Blackhawks got back in the Dominic Hasek to Buffalo trade, if memory serves.
Is that a good deal, Bob?
No, but it's about like sending Phil Esposito to Boston. I mean, the Blackhawks are dopes, and they've been dopes for decades, and they will be dopes till the great Bill Wirtz dies.
And they're rated as the worst of the Big Four, too.
Yeah, way to go.
Somebody must have taken their headdress off pretty slowly.
Way to go, Dollar Bill.
Boy, I bet those colored feathers fell out one by one that day, didn't they?
Jeff Robinson is 34.
Former Ranger,
all right,
Greg?
Well, which one?
Deep snapper?
Deep snapper, Dan. Deep snapper.
Not the big, giant, tall pitcher?
He makes $1 million a year for doing
that. I believe the reason the 2002 Cowboys season did not go so well was the injury to Jeff Robinson.
15%, Bob.
Tom Waddle is 37. Sounds like we got a...
for the Bears.
Yes. Sounds like Big Danny's doing a sound check because he's a musician, man. And Brendan Wett is 29.
Most likely in a tiny shirt.
Most likely.
Of course.
Back to you, Dan.
Born on this day, now dead, Kurt Cobain and Gail Gordon.
Mr. Mooney.
The DuPont.
Well.
Gotta go.
Why?
What
you gotta do? Get out here?
You guys got a big show planned.
Gotta go. No, not really.
Gotta go.
I'll be ready to go, Gribble, as soon as I get my Gail Gordon fix.
You know, somewhere, Gribble, you've lost that, man.
I have.
You used to be pretty good at it.
I don't know.
We used to not have to ask for it either. Maybe that's
Well, you know, he's been
it.
On the Stars trip now. He's got the big head.
He's got a big
Why
bed
has
of...
Why has Tom been such a reluctant participant today?
He's got a big bed of laurels now.
He went 4-for-4 yesterday. And
he had a flare single last week, so...
And then dead on this day, still dead, Gene Siskel, Walter Winchell...
A gork. He had
and
a gork.
Dick York.
Hmm.
Tyler?
And that's why today doesn't suck.
Up next, Tom stays after and keeps the hard line on time on the ticket.